Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
And now, bookmarks. Writers on books they love.
Hi, I'm Karen Russell. I'm the author of Sleep Donation and Vampires in the Lemon Grove. And my bookmark is A High Wind in Jamaica by Richard Hughes. This is one of my favorite novels. It's a totally sui generis original tale about the Bass Thornton siblings. These are these children who come from 19th century Jamaica. They're more or less feral children there. There's a terrific storm that destroys their house, Ferndale, and so their concerned parents decide that the best thing for them will be to send them back to London, which exists for these children as sort of like a mythical place, the home that they've never been to. So they board a ship. They're very excited to have this seafaring adventure. The ship is taken over by pirates, and they're abducted. So this makes it sound like sort of some Peter Pan adventure tale. And it's really excitingly dark. I mean, it really takes everybody's Victorian notions of the child and innocence and upends them. I think that there are a lot of readers that somehow aren't so familiar with it. The New York Review of Books recently reissued it with a fabulous introduction by Francine Prose. For me, I think, as a lover of sibling tales, what's really exciting is seeing that mental threshold between childhood and adulthood represented in sort of the best vessel I can imagine, which is just this pirate ship that's sort of floating lost at sea between continents. And the children love the pirates, and the pirates, they're occasionally tenderhearted towards the children, occasionally brutal and arbitrarily savage. The children, too, in no way conform to what we want to romanticize and fetishize childhood to be. They endure all kinds of violence, and it affects them in sort of indiscriminate ways. Different events make it into memory. Some events just, they, you know, calve them like glaciers, and they never make it into the children's recorded history. And it's also simply a lot of fun to get these kids' view of the adults. There's one of my favorite scenes. The pirates are drinking grog. All of these adults are sort of in a stuporous, drunken haze, and the children, who have never seen anything like this, just believe that the adults are putting a spell on themselves, you know? So it's sort of like getting an alien observer's take on adult customs and propriety and things like drinking, which is really wild and hilarious. I first read it after I had written Swamplandia. Somebody couldn't believe I had never read A High Wind in Jamaica. It's one of my favorites, and then immediately went back to the beginning. I mean, I had to read it again that day. I didn't want to leave the world of this book.
Karen Russell recommends A High Wind in Jamaica by Richard Hughes. You'll find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.